Today's episode of the podcast is sponsored by Sounder. And Sounder is the podcast host that I wish I had when I started my show. Because when you sign up for Sounder Plus, their premium offering, which is only $12.99 a month, you unlock so many incredible features. Let's just go through their website and see what's included with Sounder Plus. So you get unlimited podcasts, Analytics Plus, automatic distribution to YouTube, up to 50,000 streams a month, customizable Sounder player, support within 24 hours, 4 collaborators, custom domains, programmatic advertising, so you can start making money from your podcast. You can also leverage the power of AI and machine learning with their tools that auto transcribe your full podcast and then help you generate keywords, which you can use for the title, for SEO in your description, can help you generate subtitles. It's so powerful what you can do with just one subscription of Sounder, which again is only $12.99 a month, which is a steal, but we're going to give you an even better deal because you're a listener of My Social Life. If you go to sounder.fm/plus and use the promo code Jacob at checkout, you can try Sounder Plus for 3 months free. You get a 3 month free trial if you go to sounder.fm/plus and use the promo code Jacob at checkout. Thank you so much to Sounder for sponsoring today's episode. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to My Social Life. This is the podcast where we teach you how to grow on social media by talking to people who have actually done it. I'm your host, Jacob Kelly. As always, today's podcast is powered by Surf. And today is a takeaways episode. And if you're new here, what a takeaways episode is where I sit down and break down the most recent podcast episode of the week. And today we're discussing my conversation with Stone Fredrickson, who you might know as Coach Stone on TikTok. Now, if you haven't had a chance to listen to the full podcast yet, I highly recommend you go back and check it out. It'll be the one right below this one in your podcast app. But I respect your time. And if you don't have an hour to commit to listening to the full interview, here's a quick rundown on who Stone is. Stone is a TikTok creator and consultant helping thousands of brands and creators start, grow, and monetize their TikTok. He himself has a combined, I believe it's 350,000 followers across 2 different TikTok accounts. And the craziest part about all this is Stone is still in high school. He is 18 years old. I believe this is his senior year. And not that his age defines what he's capable of accomplishing, but I just want to highlight that because I think back, was like, what was I doing at 18? And I feel like my definition of success or what I was doing at 18, well, I wasn't doing anything wild or like out of pocket, but I wasn't doing anything like what Stone is doing. So I just want to give him his props, his respect for what he's accomplishing. This is only the beginning for him. And I know he's got a lot of cool stuff in store that I'm excited to watch happen over the years. But so that's who Stone is. And I had a great time having him on the podcast. We covered a lot in the 1 hour that we spent on the podcast, and I had so many takeaways. The ones I'm going to list off to you here quickly in bullet point style, these aren't even all of the takeaways that I had from our conversation, but for the sake of time, I'm just going to get right into them here. I'm going to try to list them off bullet point style, get you out of here in like 10-15 minutes. So the first takeaway that I have here, and I think this was actually the first TikTok of Stone's that I can remember watching on my feed, in my For You page. I might have even duetted it, if I'm not mistaken. But it was that people don't care about you as much as you think they do. You know, something that trips up a lot of people when it comes to creating content is they're worried about the opinions of other people. And what are other people going to think about my content? What are they going to say? Are they going to judge me? Are they going to like it? Are they going to not like it? And I think that, like, at the end of the day, it's important to remember that people don't care about you as much as they think they do. They might make a comment here or there in the beginning, but the little level of care they will have for what you're doing in the beginning will dwindle over time and they'll stop asking you about it. You know, I don't get asked about my podcast nearly as much now, 4 years in, as I did when I first started. It was the new thing. A couple people would ask me about it, but very rarely do people ask me how it's going unless I haven't seen them in a while. Oh, what are you up to? Like, how's the show? Like, that's kind of it. It's never like, yo, how's the podcast? Like, you know, people don't care about you as much as you think they do. And so don't let the opinions of other people that aren't even like, they don't even like, you are projecting your insecurities onto other people and letting that be a reason as to why you're not creating. So don't let the opinions of others stop you from creating because they don't care about you nearly as much as they think you do. And I don't want that to be like a negative thing. What do you mean people don't care about me? I want that to be a liberating thing. Like, of course, people care about you as a person, but they don't care about what you're doing. If that makes sense. Now, the next thing I thought was interesting, and this isn't necessarily like a tactical takeaway or like a mindset shift or anything. It was just, But it was something that really stood out to me. And it was that young people are afraid to create because they're so worried about the opinions of other people. They're worried about what their friends are going to say. They're worried about what their teammates are going to say. They're worried about what their parents are going to say. That they don't start creating that content because they're so worried about the judgment of other people. But at the same time, on the flip side of the coin, I guess, is the fact that being a creator, being a YouTuber, a TikToker, is an influencer, is a highly coveted job for young people in 2022. Yet despite that being a dream job, one of the top, if not the top dream job for young adults and teenagers, they're too worried about the opinions of people to actually start. And I thought that was really, really interesting. And I wasn't expecting that. I thought creating content would have been more accepted in like a high school environment now than was when I was in high school, which, I mean, I wasn't in high school like that long ago, but you still think early, mid 2010s, like creating content was still not something a lot of people did. And so it wasn't really accepted then. I thought it would be a little bit more accepted now than from my understanding of what it is. But Stone said something that I thought was really, and I don't know if this is exactly how he meant it, but this is how I interpreted it. And what he said about this is that they want to become YouTubers with the community already. And so kind of what he was saying there is that people want to kind of fast track the success to becoming a YouTuber. They don't want to put the work in. They don't want to have to overcome all of those hate comments and things from their friends and family and things like that. But I also interpreted it as the fact that like they want to be YouTubers because they want to hang out with the current group of YouTubers. They don't want to come up and they don't want to have their own come up with their own group. They want to be so much like the people that they admire. They want to be a YouTuber basically just so they can kind of hang out with them and be in that circle of people that they watch and grown up with, but they don't necessarily want to lead the next wave. They want to be a part of the current one. And so when they try to create, they don't quickly become a part of that current community of creators, of YouTubers, it's discouraging, you know? And I think that's part of it, is that, or that was part of this takeaway, and I thought was really, really an interesting insight. And Stone just kind of said it off the cuff. And again, maybe that's not quite exactly what he meant, but that's how I interpreted it, is that they want to be YouTubers that they can be YouTubers with today's YouTubers, but they don't want to be YouTubers with tomorrow's YouTubers, which I thought was a really interesting little insight into the next wave of creators. The next thing too, this is kind of more of a tactical one here. Stone was talking about his bio and what he does with his bio that's different, or what you should be doing with your bio. And a lot of people use their bio to basically to say who they are. This is what I am. This is what I do. You know, like for me, it's like podcast host, this and that. But what he said, what you should be doing with your bio is instead of telling them who you are, tell them what to expect from you. You know, like what kind of content will you deliver? Like what are the kind of the values of you and your page and your content? Put those in your bio. People don't care. Again, back to our first takeaway, people don't care about you as much as they think they do. Same thing applies to your social content. They don't care about you as much as they think they do. They care about the value that you will provide. So tell them in the bio what type of value you will be providing. Another thing too, and this is like something we both kind of talked about in this, but I really wanted to highlight it, is Stone was talking about practice doesn't always make perfect, but perfect practice makes a difference, was kind of what he was saying. And how I interpreted that was from the book, So Good They Can't Ignore You by Cal Newport, where he talks about the difference between repetition and deliberate practice. Like people think you get better by just doing something over and over and over again. And while you might get a little bit very minor incrementally better, doing something you're already good at repeatedly doesn't really make you that much better in the grand scheme of things. What makes you better is stretching your abilities. It's deliberate practice, finding where you are no longer good at what you're doing, the edge of your abilities, and pushing beyond that deliberately to practice getting better at what you're not good at. Just doing what you're good at over and over and over and over again will not make you better. Just practicing doing that is not going to make you better. But perfect practice is finding where you could improve and working at it until you do improve at it. And I think like there was an analogy, let's pause there because I was trying to find a basketball analogy, but like let me put it to you this way. If you go into the gym, if you're a basketball player, I found the analogy. If you're a basketball player and you can't shoot a three to save your life, but you can dunk a basketball, going into the gym and dunking for an hour is not going to make you a better three-point shooter. It's not. And if maybe, and again, there's something to be said for knowing your strengths and weaknesses and what you should improve on. But if you're already a really good dunker, you should be working on some of the other things to round out your game. And again, it doesn't have to necessarily, I think you should be working on your strengths and developing your strengths. And I understand you shouldn't just focus on your weaknesses and try to improve your weaknesses, but focus on maybe again. So if you're a post player, but again, I'm getting into my head now with this analogy, we're going to leave it where it's at. If you're a really good dunker and you want to become a better basketball player, you shouldn't just be dunking more. You should be focusing on other elements of your game that make you better. Another thing too here, when it comes, this is again, we're kind of all over the place with these takeaways. Like I didn't really structure some of the with a specific flow, but this next one's another tactical one. When you're filming your TikTok videos, speak as if you're speaking to one person. What you don't want to do, and I just did it right there, is you don't want to talk like you're talking to a group of people, right? What you want to do is you want to talk like you're talking to one person, right? So when you go to film your video, and you listen to me there, and like when you, the person listening to this, when you go to film your next video, don't say, all right, this is what you guys need to do. This is what I know. Like it's a very difficult thing to kind of get your head out of, like get out of that trap. Like I probably have done it 10 times in this podcast without even realizing it, but you want to speak like you're speaking to one person. So next time you do your TikTok, all right, guys, this is what all you guys need to do. Like it's, hey, like you there watching this video, like so many people, they see the number on the screen. They say, wow, 1,000 people have watched my video, but 1,000 people didn't gather together in a room and watch your video. 1,000 people watched that video by themselves. People don't gather around to watch a TikTok. It's a very individual experience. And you need to remember that when you're creating your content. You're creating your content for one person to watch it on their own. Yes, a lot of people will do that, but every single person that watches it will probably watch it on their own. So you make sure when you're making a TikTok, any content for that matter, make sure you're speaking to just one person. Another interesting thing too, I was curious to hear Stone's perspective on hooks. I like to ask TikTokers about the hook because the hook is so important. And what Stone said, which I thought was interesting, is one of his potential ways of looking at a hook is to just not have a hook at all. Get straight into it. Instead of saying three things you need to do to become a better creator, here's three things you have to do if you want to become a better creator, something like that, a hook like that to that extent, just get into it. Start saying the three things you want to do as a creator. What he said on the show was gold first. Just deliver the gold to your people. Like provide as much value with as little buffer as you possibly can. And so one way of doing that is to eliminate your hook and just get straight into the value. And if it's good enough value right away, people are going to watch it anyways. That was an interesting approach to TikTok hooks. Another thing too, in the delivery of your content, because you want to get right to the gold because you want to get people in. You want them to find value, and the more value you give, the longer they will stay throughout that video. Because retention time is important, and percentage of video watched is also important. So if somebody watching 100% of your video, 43% of your video, that will also dictate how it does within the TikTok algorithm. But one thing that Stone said was that you want to make sure you're not repeating value either. You know, and this is something I do on the podcast, and I probably did it on the takeaways, where I will repeat what I've said to really kind of try and drive that point home. So we'll highlight the value, we'll highlight it again. We want to make sure that really sticks with people. On TikTok, you don't want to do that. You want to make your point once per video. You can make multiple points, but you don't want to make the same point twice, because when you start doing that, people start scrolling by because they got it already. They got it. They don't need to hear it again. And if they do, they'll rewatch your video, which just increases your watch time, which increases your percentage view to over 100%. So you want to just highlight your value once per video. Again, you can have multiple pieces of value in one video, but you don't want to have one piece of value multiple times. This is just an algorithmic thing, a value thing. You just want to get to the point. Right to it. Don't need to repeat it. Don't beat around the bush. Don't say it again. Say it once and on to the next thing, or end the video. And again, if they want to hear it again, if they need to have it reinforced, they'll watch your video again. And that's going to help you in the algorithm. The last point here that I'll make one of my takeaways from my conversation with Stone is he kind of has his own spin on a Gary Vee saying. And one of Gary Vee's sayings is give, 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 ask, jab, 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 right hook. His jab is an ask, his jab is giving, his right hook is an ask. Give, 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 ask. And then essentially what that means is like give value, give value, give value, then ask for something in return. Like don't ask up front, don't ask too often, don't ask too soon. Give, 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 then ask. Stone's looking at that slightly differently, very similar, but on a just kind of a slightly different perspective. He's saying, what about give, 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 get? What if you give people what if you give people so much value that you're going to get value in return without even asking for it? That should be your goal as a creator, to find a way to provide that much value that people want to give you something and they want to give you that value back because you've given them so much. That should be your goal as a content creator, not to make money, not to have a bunch of followers. Those things will be a byproduct. If you focus on giving so much value, people will want to give you something in return. I just think that's a good perspective. And again, very impressive for somebody who's only 18 years old to have that perspective. But I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Whether you listen the entire way through or you only listen to bits and pieces, I really appreciate you taking time to check this out. Do me a big favor. Go and follow Stone on TikTok. Go check him out on LinkedIn. I'll make sure everything's linked in the show notes down below so you can find it. If you'd like to follow me, you can find me everywhere on social media at the Jacob Kelly. Feel free to come and say hello. My DMs are always open. If you did enjoy today's podcast, be sure to leave us a positive rating and review. Share this episode with a friend and subscribe to the show. Put up brand new interviews every single Monday and a brand new takeaways episode is an audio exclusive where I sit down and break down the most recent podcast episode of the week every single Thursday. As always, today's podcast is powered by Surf. Thank you once again for listening. We'll talk soon.